You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time now for another sight loss story, and I'm joined by Cathy Harland from North Yorkshire. Cathy, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about your eye condition?
My eye condition is congenital cataract. I was put in an incubator at birth, which formed cataracts, which were removed at 3 months. Left me with sight in both eyes. Not a lot, but enough to get by. At 5 years old, I got it in the right eye with a tennis ball, and that went totally blind. So I've spent all my life just using one eye.
It must have been very difficult, you know, at that age to go through that. Do you remember much of that time when you were 5 years old?
I remember the pain. I can remember being sick. I can remember the eye hemorrhaging. That's something that obviously the pain doesn't leave you, because I think once you've had eye pain, no other pain comes close. I can remember as being a small child that you used to get frightened. You were frightened of shadows. You were frightened of going on grass. You were frightened of everything, really, because you couldn't make out what objects or people were.
Yeah, I'm sure it must have been very difficult at that age. But you went to a specialist school in Bradford, but it wasn't necessarily sort of equipped for people with a visual impairment. Is that right?
No, it wasn't. It was a very good school. It was called the myopic school for the blind. But unfortunately, at that time, they put people with blindness with other people who had other medical conditions. And that held your education back a lot. As today, things would have been different.
Well, it didn't seem to hold you back too much. I mean, you were a self-employed physiotherapist for a long time. Did you find that an accessible field for someone with a visual impairment?
Yes and no. I worked as a private physiotherapist, and all my training was done when my boys were little, not as a teenager or after just leaving school. I think I'd be 29, 30 when I did my further education, and just progressed from one stage to another, then ended up working in the hospice and then setting up private clinic.
And were there any sort of specialist requirements that you needed to put in place to do the work?
No, not really. Just large print books. A lot of the tutors actually recorded my information and helped as much as they could, because obviously they could see I had good potential.
And over the past few years, obviously, lockdown has affected everyone in different ways. How did you find the lockdown period?
The first lockdown wasn't too bad because it was like having a holiday. But as times progressed, it was awful. Shopping, isolation, people not abiding by the rules. And it made you feel that you didn't want to go out. And you got scared. Well, I got scared, and I'm sure a lot of other people got scared, if they admit it. And as things are now opening up, I can understand people with visually impairment, why they don't want to go out.
And how do you feel now about going out and getting back to something close to normal?
I'm not too bad, actually. I won't go into crowded places, but I have to go into work where I do my bit of work, and I will go shopping. But there again, I avoid the busy times, whereas at one point I wouldn't.
And I hear that going out to eat is something that you've enjoyed in the past. And I think that you're trying to make some changes in your local area that's after struggling with some menus. Is that right?
That's right. I volunteer for an organisation called DAG, which is Whitby Disability Action Group, and we cater for all kinds of disabilities. We hire wheelchairs and other things, and I'm at the process at the moment is working on large print menus, not just for the fact that it's for visually impaired people, but people who have dementia or dyslexia or even autism find it difficult to read some of the menus that's available at the moment. A lot of places are using apps, which that's okay. If you can use an app, that's absolutely fine. But I've not come across anybody yet who I've asked for a large print menu and you just get told, sorry, we don't do them. So I'm on a mission. My aim is to raise awareness by giving, you know, handing out flyers or, you know, contacting people. And then I have offered to do a sample menu for them. And obviously it's so easy to do them this day and age, to just print one off, laminate it. You've got it, haven't you? So that's my mission. I've offered to do the work for them.
Oh, fantastic. We wish you the best with that.
Thank you.
Have you used many services from the RNIB in the past?
During lockdown, I needed their help for a number of reasons. One for the working tax credits, and the other was for the furlough payment. And I also used the Talking Book service as well in lockdown. They were excellent. I can't praise them enough. They've been fabulous.
Do you have any advice maybe for people who might just be starting their sight loss journey?
Yes, absolutely. Get all the information and help that they can. It's worth its weight in gold. Speak to people who are visually impaired. Listen to ways that you do things or get about. It's amazing what knowledge you can get off people, because we all have our different ways of doing things. And some people's ideas are good, and some people, you know, it take it from a broad range and listen to what people have to say. Don't suffer in silence. Just go out there and get help.
And were you ever given any advice that stuck with you?
I'm sorry, but all the advice I got when I was younger was bad advice. There again, times have changed. Even looking for work, times have changed. Go out there and get, you know, all the information about work and everything that you can, and do all the courses that you can. Knowledge it's amazing.
So do you think maybe it's because you received, unfortunately, some of that bad advice yourself that you're so keen to go out and help other people?
Absolutely. I can remember being left on my own, wrongly advised career-wise, and I just feel that, you know, people out there, if they need help, let's give them help. That's what it's about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, Cathy Harlan, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your sight loss story.
You're welcome. Thank you.